This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
My name is Rich Bradbury. This, of course, is Enterprise BizBite. We're going to be with you for the next hour or so. If you'd like to get in touch with the show today, the WhatsApp number is 018-789-8899. Get us on Twitter or on Instagram. We are at BFM Radio. So a proposal by the Federal Territories Minister, Khalid Samad, has said that KL City Hall has said that entertainment outlets will have to close by 1 a.m. to, quote, enhance family time. Some outlets have been given special permission to stay open later to cater to tourists and foreigners. The question is, what are your thoughts on this? Let us know. You've heard the numbers. I'll say it again. 018-789-8899. Get us on Twitter or on Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. We've had a whole bunch of messages already. We'll get to those throughout the show. Story number two, though. Goodbye, influencers. Hello, micro-influencers. Interesting little story coming up. Story number three, how a Japanese company is paying its employees to sleep.
The dream.
It sounds wonderful.
The dream.
And then we'll be wrapping up on the flip side, how a company is fining its employees for not walking enough.
Yeah.
So we have the dream and the nightmare all rolled in into one show.
Yes.
So, of course, you may have heard about this piece of news. It has been spreading a little bit like wildfire. Wildfire.
Oh, dear.
So, as I've just said, the Federal Territories Minister has said that DBKL would also review the operating hours of a few outlets that had been given special permission to open until 5 a.m. to cater to tourists, but which had abused that privilege by allowing locals in. This, he said, should be seen as a reminder to those in KL to spend more time and money with their families rather than at entertainment outlets. Quote, we have a lot of entertainment outlets in KL which are supposed to close by 1 a.m. according to their license, but they disregard it. Many carry on until 5 a.m. in the morning, he said at a press conference. There are a very limited number of outlets that have been given special permission to close after 1 a.m. because most of their clients are foreigners. This is meant to cater to the tourists, but we find that most of the patrons are locals. We'll review the outlets which have been given special permission to carry on until 3 or 5 a.m. and see whether that special permission should still be given. He also warned outlet operators that the regulations would be strictly enforced. He was commenting on DBKL's proposal on Monday to shorten the operating hours of entertainment outlets. Right then. How do we stand on this first? Arvin, I'll go to you first.
Yeah, so I have so many questions about how this is supposed to work.
Yeah, same.
The biggest one is how would they figure out who's a foreigner and who's not a foreigner? Because we are like such a mixed bag of people. Like, how do you know what looks Malaysian and what doesn't look Malaysian and how we're supposed to like identify ourselves? Mm-hmm. So that's an easy... If there's no strict system, even if the system is in place, then it's easy to bypass. Second thing is, I don't know what family time is happening after 1 a.m. because I don't...
We can guess, but we can't talk about it.
Yeah. No, but I was just thinking, I don't think kids are waking up their parents to play like Scrabble at 1 a.m. Mm. So, you know, I don't understand what family time means. But even then, I have a few friends, like friends who are husband and wife, who go out on Friday nights, Saturday nights. They go to these entertainment spots just to, you know, just to enjoy the weekend, just to, because they don't get time to spend with each other during the weekdays.
Yeah.
So they patronize these places. So they look forward to, you know, spending time in these places after 1 a.m. It's the only time they get to do things like that. And they are a family. So is that family time? So that's another question. The third one is, are cinemas entertainment outlets? Because if cinemas are, then this affects me on a deeply personal level. So yeah, so just things like that. Just so many questions, I think, more than you know, just jumping to conclusions. I don't know how this will actually work in the first place.
Chris?
So all those points that Arvin just made, but also like, why is the government messing with, you know, determining what is family time and what isn't? You know what I mean? Like, that's another thing that really worries me because even if you... Because I would understand if they were worried about noise pollution, for example, or they want to, I don't know, promote a healthier lifestyle and get more sleep or something. You know, stuff like that, I would actually kind of understand. Mm. This doesn't make any sense to me. Like, why are you, you know, monitoring what time your family should be spending with each other and whatnot? Also, the other thing is that I personally hang out with my dad a lot in kind of like bars and stuff and pubs because that's a thing that we do. We will go and hang out, right? So, you know, that's still family time to me, but it happens to be in an outlet where it would operate late, generally.
A couple of things to come back on that then. So the KL mayor has said the proposal was to limit operation hours for entertainment premises within the city centre until 1 a.m.
Uh-huh.
And that they'd received numerous complaints from the public about noise and other disturbances.
Okay, that part, fine. I totally understand if you live in the area and you just want to get some sleep. Like, I do actually understand that, and I really do like the idea of enforcing that 1 a.m. thing specifically for that reason, for the kind of noise reason and stuff like that. That's fine. I just don't understand the family time justification. I don't know why they're leading with that, pretty much. And I also, again, like, what defines an entertainment outlet, much like Arvind said, is another aspect of this that I really don't understand too. And the whole tourist thing, like, what's the difference? You know, everyone's going to be spending money or making noise at the same amount, regardless of who they are.
I think the whole family time thing is kind of playing in with the idea of your morals, isn't it? Mm. You know, if you go to bed early and you do well, you're a moralistic person and everything is okay. But I think that doesn't fly with people who are a little bit more savvy, you know, who have kind of been out a little bit and they've seen things and whatever.
Yeah.
But one thing that I notice, and it happens a lot here in Malaysia, when we regard family time, you know, however you look at it, I have seen parents with very young children out at mamak stalls and one thing or another, or even in the cinema, and it can be 1 a.m., it can be 2 a.m., it can be 3 a.m., and there's a little baby there, you know. That kind of behavior is something I look at and I frown upon it. I mean, but perhaps I shouldn't. Perhaps it may be the only time that they can get together to spend. But I look at it and I think, no, that kid should be in bed. You know?
Yeah, but then another thing, I think it happens, those kinds of things happen because being nocturnal is KL culture.
Right.
Yeah.
You can go out at any time and then there's some restaurant open, there's some mama open. You can find food at like 4 a.m., 5 a.m. There's some Davies Corner in some place.
And we love it for that.
Yeah, we love it for that. So are those entertainment outlets? Because there are a lot of places that are entertainment outlets that play music but also serve food. So they are restaurants.
And football matches.
Yeah.
What happens during the World Cup or something like that?
Yeah,
or
exactly.
During the Olympics or you know.
Yeah, so if you remove like a part of the city's culture, we are one of the few cities in the world that actually doesn't sleep. And a lot of cities actually shut down after a certain time. KL does not. If you take that part away, then it's also part of an ecosystem that works, because these entertainment outlets, quote unquote, also feed into the Mamak stalls and the Ramly Burger stalls. People go, they hop from one spot to another stop, and that makes up the KL culture.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
Again, I just don't think that the government should be getting involved in determining family time for people. That's a very personal thing. Like you know, for example, with your kind of mamak example, right? That's kind of a personal thing, and the government shouldn't be like, well, babies are not allowed at mamaks anymore.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not really appropriate, I don't think, anyway. So I really disagree with this idea that, like, that's the main reason why they should be doing this.
Right. The other one is and people have mentioned this already, if you are an outlet, you can apply for longer hours.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, let's look at this, you know, from a monetary perspective, for example. Let's say you're a bar and you're in an area that, you know, it's frequented quite a lot, but you've been told you have to close at 1 a.m. If you want to stay open till 3 or 4 or 5, of course, there will be some kind of fee, let's say, that you could pay somebody to stay open a little bit later. I'm probably correct with
probably.
That.
Probably.
Yeah.
And that assumption,
and
right?
And it opens doors to things that you don't want to think about.
Right.
Yeah.
Not only that, but if you are focusing entertainment in one area, and one area specifically, what does that area then become a target for? You know, I'm talking about pickpockets, I'm talking about crime.
Right.
These areas that have been designated to be specific areas, that's where you'll see crime rates shoot up. And of course, the instant reaction to that crime rate is for those areas then to be shut down themselves. And this whole thing is then a moot point.
Becomes like a toxic cycle.
Correct.
Ooh, and one more point as well that I've just realized. Let's say, for example, you are a local person here, but a friend from abroad is visiting, or a family member from abroad is visiting, and they're a tourist, but you're not.
Yes.
So then you can't go into an entertainment outlet with them. They have to go without you. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Yeah, like, you go in and I'll stay out here.
Yeah.
I mean, exactly.
I'll
meet you at the mamak on the
like,
corner,
who do you
which
think,
you are allowed to go
It's
to.
Like, who do you think is bringing the tourists to these places in the first place?
Right. Okay, so as we know right now, this is a proposal. This hasn't been put through. So,
yes.
You know, all these words and venom that you are hearing is in response to a proposal. So let's not get our knickers in a twist quite just yet. However, you know, it's a possibility that this could be something that we have to deal with in the near future. Let us know your thoughts on this. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. Get us on Twitter or Instagram We're at BFM Radio. Arvind, you had one final point before we go through a break?
Yeah, so the only time, like, I think I will expand on Christine's point that if it's in a suburb or a neighborhood where the noise pollution is proven, like sometimes they're below like condos and people can't sleep in those condos, then maybe you go on like a case-by-case basis. Mm. And you go like, this outlet is making way too much noise, the residents here are complaining, they cannot get enough sleep, then maybe you ask them to close by 1 a.m. maximum. But otherwise, I think it can't be like a blanket law.
Yeah.
I don't think it works.
Agreed.
Okay. Time for a short music break. We've got some music coming up from Luke Winslow King with Swing That Thing. Oh, my, so much alliteration. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back in just a few moments with your messages regarding this story, whether or not it's a good idea for entertainment outlets to be closed at 1 a.m. to enhance family time. That is what they're leading with. That is also what we're leading with. We'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.